today on Life Talk.
Here's the question. The ultimate question of tithing comes to this, and everyone here is going to have to deal with the question. What are you most concerned about? Not having enough money or not having the involvement of the Lord in your money? What are you most concerned about?
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Whether you find yourself in a good place, maybe in a difficult place, or possibly even in a very lonely place, let me encourage you that you've come to the right place. Now, if you're not able to stick around with us for all of today's program, you can always listen to it right from our website, lifetalkradio.us. You may have been listening to the program for a while, or possibly just tuned in. Well, I want you to know that we do this for you. With a world that is searching and coming up empty, it's nice to know you can land on this message of hope and truth, something we all need to hear. So let's jump right in with today's program. Here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about the message here on Life Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Life Talk. I'm Jeff Wickwire. We come this time to the final message in our Piercing the Darkness series, and we're going to be talking about the importance of giving. Jesus talked a lot about giving. He said that where our hearts are, that is where you will find our treasure. He taught that we should be rich toward God. Now today we're going to see that a church that truly pierces the darkness will be a giving church. In fact, one of the first things that happened to the early church was an explosion of giving after the Holy Spirit had fallen. So grab your Bible and follow along with me as I share part two of the message, The Power of the Tithe. Today I want to talk to you about the power of the tithe. The power. And let's look at one of the most familiar passages on the tithe in all the Bible. Malachi 3:10. Let's see what the Bible says about the tithe. It says, bring all the tithes, where everybody? Into the storehouse. So there will be enough food in my temple. So the tithe is to take care of the maintenance of the temple. If you do, now that's what you call a conditional promise. If you do something, God will do something. Conditional promise. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will. Everybody say, I will. Look what God says he'll do. I will open the windows of heaven for you. What does that mean? You got to come next week to hear that one. But something good is going to happen because God says, I will open the windows of heaven for you. And then a second, I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have room enough to take it in. How many would like that kind of blessing? All right. Now, this is out of the same Bible that gave us John 3:16. This is the same Bible, same word. He said, now this is the power of the tithe. I will open, I will pour. I will open, I will pour. And then he says, and I don't know another place where this is in the Bible, he says, try it. And then he says, put me to the test. Wow, that is God saying, I double dog dare you. Now, if you're new to this, what is a tithe? What does it mean when somebody says tithe? Here you go. Tithing refers to the practice of giving at least 10% of one's income back to God to be used in ministry. Now, notice I said back to God. You're giving 10% back to God who gave you the 100%. Now, for some of you, this is going to be a real revelation and an education, but information brings inspiration. So I want you to get this now. See, God gave you the 100%. Does anybody in here not know that? That you have what you have because God has blessed you? All right? If you believe God gave you the 100%, say amen.
Amen.
He gave you the strength to get up, the gift to work. He gave you the ability to get there. And you may not like the job, but take that job and love it. Because God gave it to you. Maybe he's going to give you another one later, but he gave you what you've got. Now, the word tithe means tenth. That's what it means. Hebrew word is translated into tithe. It means tenth. In the Old Testament, the Israelites were commanded by God to give 10% of their income of crops, making it possible. Now, they were agrarian. They were farmers. And God said, I want you to give 10%
of your income or your crops, making it possible for the priests to feed the poor and receive support for their living expenses. That's what God did in the Old Testament. So the tithe was used to finance ministry. Ministry. Listen to the Bible, quote, Leviticus 27, the entire tithe of the herd and the flock, every tenth animal that passes under the shepherd's rod will be holy to the Lord. So if you were a rancher, when you had cattle, you gave a tenth of them to the temple for the use of the ministry, and you got to keep 90. God could have said, give 90 and you get to keep 10. But God gave us everything and said, I want a tenth. Now, in case you think the Old Testament is the only place you find the principle of tithing, let's look at the verse again that we read to take up the tithe today. You are careful, Jesus said, to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens. But you ignore the more important aspects of the law, which are justice, mercy, and faith. The Pharisees were ignoring justice, mercy, and faith, but they were tithers. And Jesus said, you're right on that one. You should tithe. But don't neglect the more important things, justice, mercy, and faith. Moses instructed the people, watch this, a tithe of everything. Everybody say the word everything. He didn't say some things. He didn't say a few things. He said everything, a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. Animals, grain, and fruit were all tithed back to the Lord. Now, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to show you something. I brought some cows with me. And I'm going to ask my cameraman to pan right on these cows. Everybody see these cows? Say moo. There they are. Aren't those pretty cows? Pretty cows. Now, there's 10 of them. You can't see them all to count them, but there's 10 of them. Now, here's the way God wants you to look at it. He said, now, when I bless you with 10 cows, he said, I want you to take one of those cows right there, and I want you to move him over to the church, the work of God. Everybody say, I see that. And then you're supposed to say, thank you, Lord, for 9 cows. And I sow this one cow into the work of God. Now, I also brought with me some corn, because if I'm a farmer, I'm raising this corn. There's 10 ears of corn in here. What does God say? When I give you 10 ears of corn, you are to take... Well, there's about 2 people said one. I know we're good at math here. Let's try it again. One. Out of how many? Because one is how much percent? And you are to take it and put it right there. And I get to keep 9 ears of corn. Thank you, God. Thank you for 9 ears of corn. Now watch. Now, let's bring it over into our day. I have 10 $1 bills in my hand. I get paid $10. Everybody say, that's a bad day at the office. But let's just say I get paid, keep it real simple, I get paid $10. Now, what does God say? You've got $10 in your hand. What are you going to do with that? Take one and run it over here and sow it into the church. And then I get to keep $9. Hallelujah. I get to keep 9. So the tithe means when I get paid, if I'm a farmer, you go sell the corn and you give the cattle. But in our day, you get paid. When I get paid, I get a certain amount. Then run the numbers, get 10%. I take it out and I say, thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. I believe in your work. I believe in reaching people. I believe in people being saved like I was. You have told me to be generous with my money because you've been generous with me. So, Lord, here I am. I'm giving 10% of it and I get to keep 9. Pay the bills, pay the mortgage, pay the kids' school, take care of myself. Thank you, Lord, that I get to keep 9, because he could have said, give me 50%, give me 60, give me 70, but he didn't. He said, just 10. Now, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to show you the power of the tithe, because how many of you know that we need to get our finances in order, especially in our current culture? We better get our finances in order. And when somebody comes to me and they say, man, am I having financial trouble? The first thing I want to know from them is this, have you been a tither? More times than not, I'll hear, well, no, not really. Have you ever been a tither? No, well, not really. Then the way you get your money in order, because God wants to bless it, and I'm going to show you that in a minute, is you start tithing. Because that releases God on your business. But now, let me meddle a little bit. Can I meddle a little bit? Pastor, you're already meddling as far as I'm concerned. Well, watch this. Here's the rub. We're okay when it's $1 out of $10. We don't have much problem with that. $1 out of $10, I can give $1 out of $10. Now let's pretend that these are $10 bills. So I got 100. And you say, I don't mind. I can give $10 out of $100. That's not that big a deal. But then let's pretend these are thousands. I got $10,000 in my hand. Something happens. Something happens when we're dealing in thousands or millions instead of hundreds and tens. Something happens in our heart. Something happens the way we think. We go, well, I give $1 out of 10, or I can give $10 out of 100. 1,000 out of 10,000, you know what I could do with $1,000? I could get that flat screen TV. I could pay some. There's so much I could do with $1,000. But then when we move into the arena of 100,000, God really wants me to give $10,000 out of 100. I don't even know what's going to be done with it. I can't imagine what's even going to be done with it. We start saying, wait a minute. This can't be right. Surely God doesn't expect me to give that much. Let's flip this notion for a minute. What if God thought that way about you? I don't mind giving them 10. I don't mind giving them 100. But you know, looking down there at the way that they do, and I don't know if I should give 1,000 to them. And I'm sure I'm not going to give them 10,000 and 1,000,000. Forget it. I'm not going to be that generous with them. What if God was toward us the way we are towards Him? Because now I got 1,000,000 in my hand. And that means 100,000 of it is God's. And I'm going, oh. And we say to our spouse, what do you think, honey? And your spouse is already thinking, boy, that could get this and could get that, could get this and could get that. But 10% of 10 is the same as 10% of 100 is the same as 10% of 1,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000 in God's eyes. Because He didn't say, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse unless you make a certain amount. What if He said, I better not give that child of mine that much money. 100's okay, 1,000's okay, but I can't give them any more than that. I really shouldn't bless them like that. That's just too much. What we say sometimes when faced with tithing a large sum, God does not likewise say when it comes to blessing us with a large sum. Because God's been generous with us. Can you say, God's been generous with me? He said, well, I made that much money. Bless God, I sold something or I went and created something. I got a patent on something. Now I got all kinds of money coming. Surely I'm not supposed to tithe. You want God in your money? You want God in your finances? You want God in your stuff? Or you want to take it all by yourself?
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment. But first, I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry, you can find the full program at our website, lifetalkradio.us, along with all the programs. Lastly, we get emails and calls every week from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we want to hear from you too, so let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111. Or you can email us through our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us or call 877-884-3111. And now, let's go ahead and get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
Here's what we know. Tithing percentages drop the more money a person makes. That eventually transition from tithing to tipping. Because they say, something that happens in their mind, surely I can't give that much away. But let me say, surely you can. And if you're a millionaire and you want to tithe here today, I will take it. If you win the lotto, I didn't tell you to go do it, but we'll take that tithe too. I'm just trying to be funny. You're all looking at me so serious. Hey, Pastor, don't talk about my money. Well, God talks about your money a lot. Remember debt? Did everything but
tithe.
In Malachi, it says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. The whole tithe. Well, all right, what's the storehouse? The storehouse in the Old Testament was the temple, but the storehouse in the New Testament is the church. Now, when we tithe into the storehouse of the church, we are releasing funds into the care of church leaders to use those resources to support ministry and ministry activities. That's what you're doing. So I don't know if I trust the leadership, then you shouldn't be here. If you trust us with your soul and not your money, something's wrong with this picture. Well, I've seen too many bad news stories on TV. I have too, and they make me want to puke. But it doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. Can I meddle a little bit more? Well, go ahead. I'm already sweating, and I'm already regretting. Watch this. In light of this, I believe that your tithe should go to the church you attend. When it comes to where we give our tithe, one pastor wrote this, quote, remember, we're to bring the tithes into the storehouse where we are cared for and led. You don't eat at Burger King and say, I appreciate the food, but I'm going to go on down to Taco Bell and give them my money. It doesn't work that way. We're to bring the tithe, God's tithe, to the storehouse where we are cared for and led. How many of you who had a business and somebody came to your business and said, let's see, I'm going to buy a candle. And you said, sure. You give them the candle and they say, you know, there's another candle store down the way. I'm going to go and give them the money for your candle. You would say, wait a minute, while you're dialing 911. See, that's not what you do. The storehouse is where you are being fed and led. That's the storehouse. Now, the Bible is also crystal clear that the tithe, that 1 out of 10, belongs to God. It's not yours. It's not mine. It is God's. God said, I want that 10th cattle. I want that 10th ear of corn. I want the 10th, and it's mine. So we are not free to designate the 10th, divide it, or direct it wherever we want to. Okay? Here's what some people do. They say, take my tithe. Here it is. Here's the 10%. And I want you to use it or apply it to this or that. And they designate the tithe. You can't do that. It's God's tithe. I mean, it's not mine. It's not yours. It's God's tithe. Well, I'll give my tithe anywhere I want to. You need to read the word. Okay? It's God's tithe. See, when we give it, it's out of our hands. I don't direct it. When we give it, it's out of our hands. In the Old Testament, priests administered the way tithes and offerings were used. They were the ones that did it. But today, church elders are charged with that responsibility. They are to take the tithes we bring and prayerfully and carefully direct their use. It's important for church members to trust their decisions and not try to direct their tithes to their favorite ministries. Do you know that in 2009, God blessed our church with $1.7 million? Now, wait a minute. $1.7 million of God's people's tithe and offerings. What a blessing. But do you know that we turned around and gave away $260,000+ into missions? Now, that means if we had given away 10%, it would have been $170,000. But we gave away $260,000+. We gave way over a tithe into missions. And every month, we try to do everything we can to give that money. So that means that people in 5 different states in the Midwest were blessed. People were blessed in Africa, in our mission in Africa, in Haiti, our mission in Haiti. Nancy Alcorn and her homes for unwed mothers where they can have those children instead of aborting them, we gave to her. We gave here and there and in many, many different places around the world and in the states. And we were able to do it and bless them and enable them to continue because you tithed. Now, sometimes there are missions we support or projects that we tackle in which we ask the church to consider giving a designated gift over and above their tithe, like what we're going to do next week for Haiti. We're sending a group of missionaries to Haiti, and we're going to send $5,000 in medical supplies. We're sending doctors and nurses, and some of our own people are going to Haiti. Somebody sent a bunch of glasses, lenses, so that we can give them what they need for their eyes so they can see. We're going to bless those Haitian people. They can never give us back anything in return. And that's great. We want to bless them. We're going to do it in the name of the Lord. We're going to give them free medical care, free doctors, nurses, and ophthalmological help. You try that. And all in the name of the Lord. And the reason we can do it is because you tithe. Hallelujah. But that's an offering. When you give to Haiti next week and those medical supplies, that's an offering. That's not the tithe. Can't rob Peter to pay Paul. You can't say, well, taking up a special offering for Haiti, so I'm going to take my tithe and give it to the offering. No, 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 no. You tithe, and then you give a special offering to Haiti. Well, Pastor, you're being strong today. Well, you know what? I don't have anything to apologize about because I want to see God on your money. And so I want to be real clear. So we give our tithe 10% and we give above that to special offerings designated. Now, here's the question, and I wind down with this. The ultimate question of tithing comes to this, and everyone here is going to have to deal with the question. What are you most concerned about? Not having enough money or not having the involvement of the Lord in your money? What are you most concerned about? Pastor Jeff, if I give that one out of the 10, if I give that 10%, it's going to be kind of tight. Kathy and I, from the minute that we have been married 32 years ago, have tithed. When we first got married, we had no money. Zero, zip, zero, nada. I was in radio where you take a vow of poverty to be in radio, especially as a DJ, unless you get up in the big time, and I didn't stay in it long enough to get up there. But we tithed. And there was a time when we lived in a place that was affectionately called the Rocha Villa. The Rocha Villa was rightly called the Rocha Villa because when you turn on the lights, because it was a very poor area and we didn't have any money. And yet even then, sometimes our tithe, when we took out that 10, was $10. I was fighting my way through college, fighting my way through what God had given me to do in preparation. So we would give that. And sometimes that $10 was cream of wheat or hamburger helper. But we gave it away. We gave it. And you know, it was amazing. People would walk up to us and hand us checks. They would walk up to us and hand us money. We knew God's got to be on our money. Now, you know what I've seen? So, Pastor, you gave when it was tough. Yes, we did. I've seen if you give when times are tough, you will give when times are good. But if you don't give when times are tough, you're probably not going to give when times are good. Because we say, well, when I get out of this bind, when I get out of this valley, when I get out of all this, then I'll tithe. Mark it down. 9 times out of 10, the person who says that won't give when they get through it. Because they have not had the revelation in their hearts about tithing. What's more important? Do you want God on your money? And here's the power of the tithe. The tithe is powerful. Why? Because it releases God into your stuff. Now watch this. Bring all, not some, not a part, all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food for my temple if you do. That means it's a conditional promise. Conditional promises, God says, if you'll do something, I'll do something. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, two I wills, two powerful I wills, I will open the windows of heaven for you. Going to have to get that next week, what it means by that. But I will open the windows of heaven for you. How many of you can say, I don't know what that means, but it sounds good. I will open the windows of heaven for you, and I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have room enough to take it in. Anybody interested in that? I will open the windows of heaven, and I will pour out. I will open and I will pour. I will open and I will pour. That means God is activated in your life. Say, so, well, can I stay saved and not tithe? Some Christian telethons would lead you to believe not. And I hate some of the things that are said in telethons because it almost makes it sound like you got to buy every blessing God gives you. You don't. If you don't have a dime, He'll save you, fill you with the Spirit, answer your prayers, and bless you. We're talking about a way of life where God says, if you tithe, I'm going to do some things unique. I'm going to open and I'm going to pour. And that's the power of the tithe.
Thanks for tuning in today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. With the busy schedule everyone has these days, it means the world to us that you would take this time to listen. Let us know how it has touched your heart by calling us at 877-884-3111. 877-884-3111. You can connect with us at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Also, did you know that Life Talk is on hundreds of stations all across the country? You may have family or friends who would love to know how they could listen to the program as well. There's a comprehensive station list at our website where they can see how to find the program in their area. Finally, Life Talk is a daily program, but also has daily cost. And being a listener-supported program means we rely on the financial partnership of our listeners, which means you. Maybe you've given to this ministry before or have waited for the right time. Well, we believe that these timely messages with Pastor Jeff are making a difference in your life. So this is how you can make a difference to ours. You can contribute by giving us a call at 877-884-3111 or at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. So thank you for your very generous gifts. It truly means so much to us. God bless, and thanks for listening to Life Talk.